Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. Math Strat Chat is where I throw out a math problem on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram every Wednesday, and people from all around the world chat about the strategies they use. It is cool to see everyone's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 1.5 minus 7/8. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve the problem any way you want. The problem is 1.5 minus 7/8. Solve it, and then come back to hear how we solve it.
Bam. All right, today I'm going to go first.
Okie doke.
So to me, 1.5 and 7/8 are very close together. 7/8 is almost 1. Mm-hmm. And then we're just up 1.5. So I'm really thinking about 1.5 kind of on a number line and 7/8 kind of on a number line. And I'm thinking 7/8 is just 1/8 away from 1. Mm-hmm. And then 1.5 is just 1/2 away. So I'm thinking about adding 1/8 and 1/2. And 1/2 is the same as 4/8. So 1/8 and 4/8 is 5/8. But can I actually tell you what happened in my head when I added the 1/2 and the 1/8?
Yeah.
First thing I did was flop them. So I wasn't thinking about 1/8 and 1/2. I was thinking about 1/2 and 1/8. And I literally pictured a ruler in my head. So on a ruler, if I'm thinking about where I am at 1/2, and then I go to just that next mark on a ruler. So all of our international listeners right now are like, what are you talking about? So you might have to go look at a customary ruler. But if you've dealt with customary measurements, then you often have to tell what those little marks are. And it would be so much smarter if we were in metric, because then they would just be a millimeter. But no, we have to do these funny things. So that next mark would be 1/8. And if I think about that on a ruler, that, bam, that is just 5/8. I've dealt with it enough that I know that that's 5/8. Anyway, that's cool. That's what I would do. What were you thinking about?
Nice. I was actually thinking about percentages. I don't know why. I have no idea.
Because that's you. That's such a you thing. You love percentages.
I do. Okay. So 1.5 is 150%.
Okay.
And I know that 7/8 is 87.5%.
How do you know that?
I must have known that 1/8 is 12.5%.
Okay.
And so, like, give and take, I mean, I have you need between 12.5% and 100% is 87.5%.
Okay. Can we just, like, how do you know that 12.5% is 1/8? How do you know that? I mean, maybe you just know it, but maybe for listeners who've never thought about
it. You could half. So half is 50%.
Half of that is
25%. And then half of that is 12.5%.
So that's 1/8 is 12.5. Cool. Okay. So how do you know what 150% minus 87.5% is?
So here's where I did a similar strategy. I found the distance between those two amounts. That's similar to what you were thinking, I think.
Okay.
And so 87.5 to get to 100% is that 12.5%. And then from 100 to 150% is another 50%. So I actually left my answer as 37.5%. I don't know if that's legal, but I did. And so then I would have to go back and think about that.
Well, hang on a second.
Sorry. 62.5%.
There we go. Okay.
Goodness. Hey, I literally wrote 37.5%.
3/8, 5/8. What's the difference? It's all good. That's because you're such an over girl. You were thinking, I must have gone over. So
probably. I don't know. I did write 37.5% though.
That's funny. But so you're kind of like, could you leave an answer at 62.5%, or do you have to switch it back into 8s? And, I think that's an interesting question that teachers can kind of answer for themselves. ideally, we would want kids to be able to switch back and forth flexibly between them. And as long as they can, then maybe we kind of don't care what they did for a particular problem. But yeah, what we want is the flexibility. Cool.
Excellent.
Nice.
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear what you did. Maybe you solved a problem like me, or maybe you solved a problem like Pam, or something entirely different. Represent your thinking, take a picture of your work or screenshot your phone and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking.
Yeah, and tag me on Twitter at PW Harris, or Instagram, Pam Harris underscore math, or Facebook, Pam Harris author mathematics education, and use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out the MathStratChat problem that we'll post next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time, and then pop back here to hear what we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn four routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figureoutable.